adrenaline right now, whether you know it or not. Your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. And do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? We're ahead of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're gonna win at the borders. We're gonna win, and we're gonna keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
October 1st, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated and keeps Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, just call in every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time at 641-793-5000. 2531, or if you're on your computer, just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B and click the little green arrow to hear live The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, the White Hat forces in Maui have eradicated or repel all but just a handful of felonious FEMA agents who began terrorizing the tropical paradise in the aftermath of the inexplicable blaze that razed Lahaina and surrounding towns in early August, my source in General Eric Smith's office revealed. White Hats rule Maui. Since mid-August, United States Marines have fought with FEMA patrols in Lahaina, Kanapala, Wailuku, Malalai, and Palinalani. I can't pronounce Italian, Hawaiian, but anyway, all the towns in Maui, White Hat forces had skirmishes resulting in the deaths of approximately 475 federal FEMA goons and FBI goons, and we lost 35 valiant Marines. The Marines died upholding the Constitution of the United States. The feds died trying to defend the criminal Biden regime. On September 17th, the 1st Marine Division Expeditionary Force penetrated the Biden curtain and engaged in what my source called a massive FEMA confab. Reportedly, 125 agents and several supervisors discussing Maui's future as the preeminent smart city of the 21st century, preeminent smart city of the 21st century, the Marines surprised FEMA and, as no innocent civilians were present, opened fire into the formation, killing and wounded dozens before FEMA, running in circles, commenced a disorganized retreat because they're caught by surprise and fleeing to the east on foot and in vehicles. The Marines pursued FEMA beyond the Biden curtain and past Lahaina Luna Mission Cemetery, where FEMA has allegedly buried victims' bodies. They made a brief and fatal stand at the West Maui National Area Reserve entrance. FEMA killed four Marines before its agents were dropped en masse, having been cut off from the rear by a Marine element that had based on past battles in the area and predicted FEMA's escape route. The Marines died valorously, my source said, valiantly. We ain't taking FEMA prisoners from the rank and file, only the key players. General Smith made it clear it's weapons free. And they know darn well that they're following unlawful orders, and they'll pay the price, according to my source. On September 23rd, two Marines were killed and two others grievously wounded when they breached a booby-trap office building in Wakapu. White Hats had received intelligence saying the structure was a makeshift prison housing imprisoned children. Upon entering, the sprinkler system activated, dousing the Marines with not water, but kerosene. The unidentified ignition source set the room ablaze, and the Marines perished. FEMA fights dishonorably, but we screwed up. We screwed up on that one, he said. It's a habit to double and triple check intel. This was a major screw-up. The Marines avenged their fallen brethren on September 27th when they intercepted a FEMA caravan fleeing Lahaina for Kahului Airport. An after-action assessment states Marines destroyed 14 federal vehicles, killed 56 FEMA personnel without losing a single Marine in that engagement. Our guys have spent the last few days chasing what's left of FEMA. We haven't got them all, but what's left is covering somewhere and cowering, you know, hidden whereabouts unknown, and waiting for reinforcements, my source said. That help, he added, would be the criminal Biden regime's illegal Joint Task Force 50, a hedgepodge of Army and Air National Guardsmen devoted to the deep state, which still threatens white hat operations in the area. I asked my source whether white hats had captured FEMA Director Danielle Creswell and General Charles Flynn, commander of the JTF 50. Not yet, he said, but we believe the coward Flynn left Hawaii. We're following leads, and we won't give up until the traitors are brought to justice, he said. President Trump has been appraised of the situation. Now, folks, last week's show, I gave you a summary of what I thought was going on based on everything that I know from my sources. And I've been given the green light to continue revealing with more of what was previously sensitive information. Basically, we have a fraudulently elected president of the United States Corporation, which was filed for bankruptcy over 4 years ago. And this corporation has already gone broke. Joe Biden is not in the White House in Washington, D.C. He's not the commander-in-chief of the military. Joe Biden is not allowed in the Pentagon. He does not have the nuclear codes. He does not fly on Air Force One. These are facts. In 2020, Donald Trump remained commander-in-chief. He closed the White House to the public and ordered the military to take over and occupy Washington, D.C. And the day when Joe Biden had his fake inauguration, many of the soldiers turned their backs on him when he drove by. We all saw that on the television on that inauguration, fake inauguration day. They turned their backs on him because Joe Biden's not their commander-in-chief. Behind the scenes, Donald Trump has remained in charge of the armed forces of America, and quietly he and the military have been restoring the Republic of the United States of America behind the scenes. Donald Trump is the commander-in-chief. He has the nuclear codes memorized in his head like you and I remember our Social Security numbers. He has been back to the Pentagon on a regular basis and several other military installations many times, and this includes Cheyenne Mountain, Thule Air Base in Greenland, Guantanamo Bay, and several others that I will not disclose right now. He repossessed all the gold that the deep state took from the American people. He paid off the debt and filled the once empty Fort Knox back up with gold, and it is now protected by the U.S. military. The deep state is broke and struggling to survive. The old fiat greenback dollar is failing and will soon be replaced by the gold-backed rainbow U.S. Treasury note. Because the Federal Reserve is out of business and their dollars are not worth anything in over 85% of the rest of the world, the deep state will soon pull off a major event to distract the public from learning about who they really are, and all during this time, they're trying to kill off 90% of the world's population and stealing all of our money, all of our lives. This big distraction they will pull coming up will happen very soon during the month of October. Dr. Johnny's humble opinion is that they will pull off a combination of many events all at once, i.e. another pandemic, an alien invasion, World War III nuclear scare event, internet or power grid shutdown, train derailments, and of course the mass shootings, tornadoes, hurricanes, and earthquakes all at once. And of course the mainstream media will be right in front of your eyes and will turn into your TV, will turn into a horror show right on your television set telling you about all this. And they'll be broadcasting fear and terror 24/7. They're going to throw everything they got at us to kill us and scare us into submission. However, something fundamental has changed at the highest levels of power in the West. The signs are everywhere. Many arrests have been made. I told you that the White Hats control Maui. The Speaker of Canadian's House of Parliament was forced to resign, which means he was arrested. The Israeli ambassador to the United Nations was arrested. In the land down under, the Premier of the state of Victoria, Dan Andrews, was arrested. The Chinese Communist Party defense minister, plus the CEO of the world's largest real estate company, the CCP's Evergrande, have both disappeared, and their whereabouts are unknown. Even Xi doesn't know where his defense minister is. They're fleeing, and they're running for the hills. The rats are jumping the ship. Also, the governor of Arizona, Hobbs, who stole the election, she's gone. She stepped aside, which means she's probably going to be arrested because they know of all her money laundering that she did with the cartels. Of course, they will all sing like canaries a beautiful song because they have nowhere to run. We see the changes everywhere. Even the California Senator Dianne Feinstein died, and the U.S. government is being shut down or trying to not be shut down, but now that's in question. The traitor General Mark Milley has resigned as head of the Pentagon, and he was then arrested. More on that story later. The Pentagon will do some major house cleaning when General Charles Q. Brown takes over October 1st today. CI sources say, and Charles Q. Brown, I love this guy. He's a Trump guy. Even the Singaporean officials are claiming from court documents that Smart Tech's control of their voting machines stole the election, and they proved it that they stole elections in every country because Smart Tech, has the software that runs all those computers, including the United States. This has all been made public. So right now, Merrick Garland in the Department of Justice is screaming because he knows it's just a matter of time before they declare the last election a stolen, fraudulent election based on computer fraud. The old guard of the deep state is being eliminated. The mass murdering Russian Chabal agent Vladimir Luzinski left Washington empty-handed. Rupert Murdoch and Michael Bloomberg also have resigned, or they're resigning, but, they're going to be arrested, which means they made a deal. You can always do the truth and reconciliation deal and sing like a canary, and maybe you'll live instead of being hung from a rope. Another big sign of change is the public release of documents showing COVID-19 pandemic was a U.S. Department of Defense operation dating back to President Barack Obama. The Pentagon controlled the COVID-19 program from the very beginning, and everything we are told was political theater to cover it up, right down to the FDA vaccine approval. All officials involved, starting with the traitor General Mark Milley, will be executed for war crimes, Pentagon sources say and Guantanamo sources say. Mark Milley is in Guantanamo. I'll bring you more on that story later. Also under the surface, MI6, get this, MI6 has given the green light for nuclear attacks on Washington, D.C., Geneva, and Tel Aviv, unless the perpetrators of the vaccine mass murder are rounded up to face war crime tribunals. I'll repeat that, because this is directly from MI6. They've made it clear that they're given the green light for nuclear attacks on Washington, D.C., Geneva, and Tel Aviv, unless the perpetrators of the vaccine mass murder are rounded up to face war crime tribunals. MI6 further says the President of Ireland and King Charles III have been ordered to appear on BBC to say they've been arrested and summarily fired, because they have, but they want them to go public on the BBC. Oh dear, I saw it on the telly. Well, that's what they also are demanding. If this does not happen, MI6 says, the public head of MI6, Richard Moore, says they will do whatever is needed, but legally, quote unquote, do whatever is needed, but legally, unquote. So MI6 has had enough. Maybe they were once part of the deep state, but they're not anymore. They're siding with the patriots of UK and England. This came after the fake, according to Mossad, Britain's King Charles III attended a dinner with former juvenile male prostitute and Rothschild slave President Emmanuel Macron, where each of the 160 guests were given a bottle of wine worth 2,772 euros at the expense of French taxpayers. So the French people aren't happy about that. When we confronted them with evidence of a fake King Charles and a fake Pope Francis presiding over war crimes, the P2 Farinese and Ashani families, you know, part of the Cosa Nostra, said the people behind this were, and they named those people, Ricardo de Sigourney, Aradan Terabanam, and Yohandu Teratakal. They named them the chief rabbis of Berlin, New York, and Rome. So they're naming names. And that's not all. You could say the S has hit the fan. If this is true, then these people are Satanists and not Jews, because they are breaking the golden rule, doing unto others as you would have others do unto you. And of course, it is true. These rabbis, the chief rabbis of Berlin, New York, and Rome, will be rounded up. We also asked our FSB, you know, the new KGB's FSB, if Chief Rabbi of Moscow is involved. The answer was, it's complicated. When asked for details, they explained powerful factions in Russia centered around the Satanist Dmitry Medvedev were obeying the death cult Chabad and pushing for an all-out nuclear war. Then we have the Chinese Lotus Freemasons, whose 55 million person membership includes President Xi Jinping say criminal charges need to be filed against government officials involved in the COVID and vaccine mass murder. So we got three different directions here, MI6, the Chinese, and then the French are all wanting these vaccine people rounded up, including the Russians. The Chinese also know that the BioLab laboratory in Wuhan belongs to Glaxo, and the owner, and Glaxo, you know, is the owner of Pfizer, and Pfizer is managed by BlackRock, and BlackRock manages the Soros Foundation. I mean, you could say they're all in it together. Thus, the Octagon Group in Switzerland and other Asian secret societies are also aware of this. The coincidence. In an age of coincidences, the Chinese biolab in Wuhan belongs to Glaxo. Glaxo is the owner of Pfizer. Pfizer is managed by BlackRock, and BlackRock manages the Soros Foundation. When one falls, they're all going to fall. It's like dominoes, folks. Then we have the Lotus Freemasons say their own research into the COVID-19 attack confirms the virus was leaked from a U.S.-owned laboratory in Wuhan. This was then used as an excuse to inject people around the world with a degraded vaccine. The Lotus Freemasons further say they are looking into evidence that Wuhan was attacked with electromagnetic weapons, and will get back to us on all that. They add the white hats around the world are on the move. These people will all be arrested, rounded up and arrested, they say. Let me tell you what, the P3 Freemasons, they got a lot of pull. If they say all these people are going to be arrested, it's going to happen. You will start to see more and more reports of arrests around the world. And early signs of this, the U.S. government scrapped funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology after the facility didn't fork over documents about safety and security. Also, speaking of arrests, we have seen Israeli ambassador to the UN, Gilad Erdan, being detained last Tuesday at UN headquarters. We don't know exactly what happened to him, but he disappeared. Next week, criminal charges will be filed against the Japanese slave government, other Asian underworld sources say. I told you last week that the whole Japanese and Korean underworld are working with the White Hats. You know, when you both have the same enemy, you're friends. You know, normally White Hats don't work with underworld figures, but they both have the same enemy, and they say, hey, let's work together. Like I told you last week, the Yakuza and these other underworld, these are nasty people. But they're saying, no, you know, it's not right them doing the vaccine, and it's not, no, we're going to help you. So, Prime Minister Kishida and other members of the Japanese government involved in vaccine crimes are now arrested. The Asian underground will take action and pursue matters into their own hands. So if they don't legally do it out in the open, then the Asian underground will just take them out. And I'm telling you, these are nasty people. You yourself can't help that in this process, by personally filing murder charges against officials involved pushing the vaccines, you know, do it in your local police jurisdiction. If you have a family member that died, you know, a week later after taking the vax and they're only 25 years old, you know, file criminal charges at your local police. Doesn't hurt anything. Doesn't cost you anything. Just say, no, I'd like to file criminal charges. And, you know, my son died and he took the vaccine. That's been proven to be a death shot. It's been proven to be toxic. Well, police will be forced to act when more and more people do that. Once they are shown the evidence the vaccines are harmful and do not protect against COVID, many charts have showed this. We've I've been reporting it on this show. For example, countries that vaccinated their populations more than twice had excess mortality ranging from 6 to 20% jump in mortality. 6 to 20% more deaths. The largest autopsy study in the world revealed the shocking statistic that 73.9% of deaths amongst the vaccinated are caused by the vaccine. So 74% of the deaths among the vaccinated are caused by the vaccine. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. Vaccines are deadly. Countries that do not vaccinate had normal mortality rates. There are countries that did not vaccinate. Their mortality rates have not changed. It stayed on the same curve. But the countries that vaccinated, they had 6 to 20% more deaths. And in those deaths, 74% were vaccinated people. It's a death shot, folks. Let me tell you. Also, it's been scientifically proven that people who received a COVID-19 booster were more likely to become infected when compared to unvaccinated people. In other words, it's now scientifically proven that vaccines were mass murder. Undisputable. If local police fail to take action, force them into action by telling them you are legally entitled to personally arrest officials involved, and you should do so. If listeners need legal help, they can contact lawyers such as the group of international lawyers now fighting the World Harm Organization. There are several of them. Since the Kazarian Mafia control grid relies on compromising only top people, this sort of mass evidence-based legal action against local vaccine-pushing doctors and officials will force the removal of compromised leaders. We are already seeing signs of top Kazarian Mafia puppet leaders are preparing to flee. For example, Canadian Security Intelligence Service officials tell us the mass murdering Justin Trudeau is planning to flee to Costa Rica. My sources in Costa Rica say Trudeau has personally flown there in his private jet a few weeks ago to inspect properties. He's definitely looking for a safe place to run. He has to flee Canada, my sources are saying. Trudeau can't show his face publicly in Canada. They'll lynch him. Trudeau displayed his criminality to the world last week by inviting an actual Nazi SS officer, 90 years old, to speak to the Canadian Parliament. He actually was an SS officer. He also hosted war criminal, and mass murdering Russian Chabad agent Vladimir Lozinski to speak there as well. He's now an international pariah thanks to large part to the fight he's waging against in India. After being accused by India's government of supporting terrorism in Khalistan, he tried to turn the tables by accusing India of murdering Sikh activists in Canada this past June. Not even close Canadian allies like the UK and US are supporting him in this, so Trudeau is on his own. The criminal idiot then tried to up the ante by having Sukul Singh, a man wanted for murder in India, shot dead in Winnipeg, Canada, and attempted to blame this on India as well. The sources say Singh was killed by a hired assassin doing Trudeau's work. They already knew it was a setup. Things have escalated to the point where the Canadians are banned from visiting India, and Indian television is threatening to nuke Canada. It's right on the TV. In India, on TV, if they don't get their act together, we're going to send a nuclear bomb to Canada, to Ottawa. I can't make this stuff up, folks. Canadians are not fooled by this man Trudeau anymore. As you can see, he welcomes Zelensky and you know, all the boos that took place, boo, like this, is now looking like Canadian farmers will follow up on their trucker buddies by descending on Ottawa and forcing this criminal to finally flee. Of course, he will be hunted down and brought to justice no matter where on the planet he tries to hide. As crazy as Canada now seems, the situation is far worse in the United States. For example, the U.S. government is running out of money and due to shut down at, you know, any time. They say they have a deal, but hey, you know, they don't. I mean, it's changing by the hour. Even though it's supposed to happen and have secured financing until January 2025, but I don't know. It appears they're just cooking the books and got caught. Benjamin Fulford's former colleague at Forbes report the U.S. government cannot account for $21 trillion worth of treasuries. As Tucker Carlson comments, quote, our system is collapsing in real time. We're watching this happen. If you read American media, it is stories about Kim Kardashian and lots of irrelevant stuff and trannies and all that kind of stuff. But now CIA sources inform us that something big is coming down. This may be planning for their joint next move in October if the fake Biden circus show cannot make the payments due by the 15th of October, unquote, from just from Carlson. In a hint of what sort of stunt they may pull off, the Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to fly directly to their hometowns in the U.S. city of their choice. These are almost entirely military-age men who are given IDs upon arrival. Nevertheless, Joe Biden's circus show is definitely coming to an end. For example, a video has emerged online, it's gone viral, of what many now believe to be an actor portraying Biden exiting via a black parking lot with no Secret Service, nobody around him, it's just him by himself. If you haven't figured it out by now, Biden is compromised and he weaponized the Department of Justice to cover up his breadth of criminality. We know, for example, Attorney Merrick Garland, Attorney General Merrick Garland refused to comment on the potential of Hunter Biden selling his art in exchange for policy decisions. Now Hunter Biden is to appear in court October 3rd on gun charges. In case you didn't think the current U.S. corporation needs to be bankrupted, the bankrupt note as things stand, the nation's approximately 1.3 million active duty troops will stop getting paid in October unless that reset is done with the budget. These troops already live in sewer-infested housing. It's not good for a lot of our military. Meanwhile, at Baltimore City Public Schools, the country's fourth most funded school system, 40% of Baltimore City high schools, where the state exam was given, did not have any students score proficient in math. Not one student. They can't even do basic arithmetic. Then, as Chinese Foreign Minister spokesman notes, the U.S., home to 5% of the world's population, consumes 80% of the world's drugs. The country is a black hole, unquote. That's an interesting statistic, isn't it? He said the U.S., quote, the U.S., home to 5% of the world's population, consumes 80% of the world's drugs. The country is a black hole, unquote. Speaking about the United States. As in many signs, Donald Trump will replace Biden. More and more proof of the stolen 2020 election is emerging. For example, Wayne County, Michigan never lawfully certified its 2020 presidential election results, potentially making Donald Trump the winner. More and more public calls are being made for the Biden show to end. For example, the British paper Telegraph or Telegraph says that Joe Biden's become dangerous. Remove him now before it's too late, right on the front pages of Telegraph. It's a clear sign the wind has changed in the U.S. Volodymyr Zelensky showed up in Washington asking for $24 billion and left empty-handed. Here's some comments by prominent U.S. politicians about Zelensky. According to Kevin McCarthy, is Zelensky elected to Congress? Is he our president? I don't think I have to commit to anything. I have questions for him. Senator Rand Paul said, do not be deceived by Zelensky. Ukraine is corrupt. They've canceled the elections. They've banned political parties. They've invaded churches. They've arrested priests. So no, it isn't a democracy. It's a corrupt regime. And they go on and on about how bad Zelensky is. Meanwhile, Rupert Murdoch has announced he is stepping down as chairman of Fox and News Corp, while Michael Bloomberg announced he is retiring from the Newswire named after him. Hopefully now Bloomberg and Fox reporters can return to reporting the truth. Now we're going to see the change has been noticed overseas. Washington has given its partners the go-ahead to dump Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, as he has become a nuisance. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko claimed during a government meeting on Friday, right on cue, Polish Prime Minister said that Poland will no longer arm Ukraine to focus on its own defense. Polish intelligence also noted that the EU is tired of a drunk Ukrainian refugees. In the picture I saw, the caption reads, "We only sell alcohol to people with German or European Union documents." They don't want to sell to Ukrainian refugees because they just stay drunk all the time. To see how out of touch of reality European Union leadership is, European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen warns Russia threatens to use nuclear weapons once again. She's been saying that over and over again. Meanwhile, Zelensky's been shunned. The people behind the farce, like the Clintons and the fake Pope Francis and their BlackRock front, are gathered in Ukraine hoping to get more money. They're actually in Ukraine hiding and trying to avoid arrest on child sex trafficking charges. However, the Spetsnaz, Russian special forces, are already hunting them down. After being rejected from in Washington, Zelensky attended a secret meeting in New York City, and the nation's top financiers, including private equity bosses of J.P. Morgan, Google, Blackstone, mogul media Michael Bloomberg and ex-Google Eric Schmidt and billionaire Robert Kraft and diplomat Henry Kissinger. Boy, what a bunch of losers they are. Zelensky emerged from the meeting to ask the Satanist Maria Abramovich to be Ukrainian ambassador. For newbies, she is the satanic witch and influencer who made videos with blood and under a child effigy. She's horrible. She's totally a witch. She's good friends with the Rothschilds and Clintons and Podesta and Bill Gates and 90% of the celebrities and elites. These people are evil, psychotic, and satanic. The Jews are also working up to the satanic criminals, pretending to be their rulers. Last week, somebody leaked 70,000 pages of top-secret Israeli documents to Iran, according to Iranian sources. These include all the judicial archives of Israel related to the criminal case against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Oh, one of these documents tells about the relapse of Netanyahu and his wife Sarah's illness. The sources say they add a very important point, is that top secret information in Iran's possession can endanger the security of Israel's regime. Ooh, this happened just as Syrian President Bashar Assad arrived in China on Thursday on his first visit to the country since the start of Syria's 12-year conflict. It looks like something's going to happen to or in Israel very soon. We have to remember that the G20, which was created by the G7 to obey it, has emancipated itself from it. It certainly is not called into question the Anglo-Saxon capitalist system based on anatomy of capital, but it stopped signing Washington's texts. It still participates in Western projects, but it's full of, you know, illusions about the implementation. So I'm just telling you, this G7 coordinated the rules of the financial game. It convinced the Anglo-Saxon to make the capital anonymous. In the space of a half a century, Western states have accepted that they no longer know who owns anything. The system of trust widespread to all member states and fiduciaries in France, for example, the G7 is responsible for the current form of capitalism with all the pandemic and all the horrible things that have been going on. And I'm not going to elaborate on some of those details because this, you know, all was because of George H.W. Bush. He, you know, this became the G20 and G21. This is all pulled together by Bush and the Bush clan. But change has already started in the rest of the world, most notably Africa. Last week, the Republic of Congo became the latest country to overthrow a corrupt neo-colonial regime. They kicked out the black hats. They kicked out the deep state in the Congo. At the UN, African leaders excoriated the Khazarian mafia-led West. The head of the Central African Republic on Thursday accused the West of triggering a migration crisis by pillaging Africa's natural resources through slavery and colonization. I watched a video how Israeli secret services infiltrated the Palestinians, and it warned this is exactly what they do in all countries as well. They are intelligent, sophisticated cancer. Its removal requires much work, and it's delicate and fierce. People are fighting back on all sides all over the world. In Europe, activists known as Blade Runners are destroying the ULEZ traffic cameras, the cameras that have been taken, they've been taken down in London and destroyed. In the U.S., opposition to doctors who kidnap children for medical purposes is growing across the country. However, the Khazarian Mafia is not going quietly into the night. A sign of this was the speech by the actor pretending to be Biden to the UN. And he's all going on and on about climate crisis, and this is the biggest thing that we got to, you know, humanity has opened the gates of hell with this climate disaster and blah, blah, blah. Translation is hand over trillions or we'll unleash more weather warfare. The United Nations, by the way, has published a document saying children can consent to sex with adults. I kid you not. The United Nations is full of pedophiles. Let's all work together and put a definitive end to this horror show of the Western ruling class. And just as soon as he resigned, the United States Marines on Monday arrested Biden loyalist General Mark Milley on treason charges just 2 days after President Donald J. Trump said on social media the wicked general was worthy of an execution for betraying the uniform and the nation, according to Trump. My source in General Smith's office revealed that Marines apprehended Milley without incident less than a mile away from his primary residence in Arlington, Virginia. However, my source was unwilling to share operational specifics at this time. He said he would provide more information about the arrest later, and I have more on that later on in the show, asked whether the timing of Trump's comment on Milley's capture was coincidental. He said, "We have irrefutable proof that General Milley coordinated with other administrative officials in sending tons of cash to Ukraine under the table. President Trump gave us the authority to pursue these traitors in 2019, but we don't interpret his posts to social media. We don't read his social media and hidden messages. If that's what you're asking, in fact, we didn't even see it when you brought it up. See, we have this thing we call the telephone, and it's been around for a while, like 130 years. That's how we talk to President Trump. We're not dabbling in secret gestures or coded messages or social media. We call him up on the phone, and we get the straight word. Despite the source's statement, the timing does seem highly suspect, as does the fact that General Milley was scheduled to retire next week. Now he'll retire at Gitmo instead of Eastern Europe, where his deep state buddies have been holing up to avoid facing their long-awaited military tribunals. Monday's mission marks the second time White Hats arrested Milley in 3 years. In May of 2021, on an earlier show, I said and went into detail of a Pentagon incident where General David H. Berger overthrew Milley after Milley told the Joint Chiefs of Staff to support Biden's presidency or retire. Milley was later freed, but White Hats have positively refused to discuss the terms of his release, which he apparently ignored. He was supposed to work for Trump, but he didn't. The White Hats hope the arrest of the former chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, will ripple through the Black Hat military echelon and cause it to think twice before swearing blind allegiance to an illegitimate president, knowing now that even its highest-ranking, longest-serving leader could not escape constitutional justice. As I said, the United States Marines apprehended Milley, 65 years of age, in Virginia. We have since learned his arrest occurred at Arlington National Cemetery, not Milley's domicile, where he intended to pay respect, you know, in the cemetery to a fallen comrade. My source said the operation was a culmination of years of labor and thousands of man hours and began soon after Milley's ouster from the Pentagon in May of 2021. Following Milley's unceremonious ejection, General Berger brought him before Trump, who demanded answers for why Milley had sided with Nancy Pelosi and on the J6 and was mustering an army of never-Trumpers within the American U.S. military. Trump reportedly gave Milley the dribbling of a lifetime. He really had it out with him. Still, Milley insisted he had not betrayed his president, saying he was secretly working undercover to expose swamp rats infesting the armed forces. Milley told Trump he was this close to exposing corruption when General Berger's men stronghold him at the Pentagon. In fact, Milley accused General Berger of being a deep stater and cautioned Trump to tread and speak carefully with General Berger's presence. President Trump dismissed the accusation as ridiculous innuendo, but also had a tough time believing that Milley, who had served the uniform and the nation since 1980 and led several successful military campaigns, would turn to the dark side and embrace deep state agenda. He and General Berger would spend several evenings discussing Milley's future. General Berger and Trump went over it thoroughly, and the fate that Milley would face behind bars in a JAG holding facility in Pensacola, Florida. That's where they take him to before they go to Gitmo. And that's one of my sources there in Pensacola, Florida, my home town, that whole Northwest Florida, Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach, is where I grew up. And I know people there. There in Pensacola, he sat while General Berger employed Trump to expedite Milley's trip to Guantanamo Bay and stand trial for treason as enemy combatants. General Berger said deserved no leniency. Trump had a different idea and would later pay a hefty price for his views. He freed Milley unconditionally, conditionally, and keeping him on a retractable leash. In other words, he had an ankle bracelet whereby he could be reeled in and rearrested if he slandered Trump or was caught speaking to deep staters without capturing the conversations on audio. President Trump allowed Milley to retain his rank but denied him further access to the Pentagon, which was under provisional control of the White House. Meanwhile, General Berger vehemently opposed Trump's decision, unearthed proof of many of Milley's medals and ribbons were just tales of heroics in battle, but just blatant fiction or hyperbole, so many of those medals were fake. Moreover, General Berger's men surveilled a clandestine meeting between Milley and Chuck Schumer, which General Milley neither recorded nor reported to President Trump, and these events transpired within a week or so of his release. While General Berger presented his findings and said, "You'd be doing me a big favor, Mr. President, if I could personally get him now." Trump acquiesced, saying, "Looks like he's really, really a bad guy. Our country has more traitors now, the likes of we've never seen. I want him alive," Trump said. But when the Marines stormed Milley's home a week later, they killed a body double wearing a prosthetic mask, and it wasn't the real Milley. To this day, white hats have been unable to identify the double. His teeth have been surgically extracted and replaced with individual implants and match the same shape and size, etc., except for DNA analysis proved futile because the fingerprints were eroded. But at this time, this raised a lot of questions. Now I'll bring you more after these messages.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. I'm Dr. Johnny. I'm giving you details about Millie's first arrest and second arrest for a reason, because so many of my listeners, patients, and friends and so forth keep saying, when are they going to do something about all this? This is horrible. They should arrest all these people and everything. But the problem is much deeper than you can ever imagine. I mean, here Millie has served the uniform for so long. I mean, as a general, four-star general since the 80s. And he turned. You know, of course, the reason is we see his bank account. But, you know, you're supposed to swear allegiance to the Constitution. But when somebody can pay you off with money and you betray your country... We have that all across the board in so many different areas, not just the military, but all through our society. So it's a bigger problem. And like I was saying before I left for the commercial break, it's raised a lot of questions like, did we ever catch the real Millie? Because we got his body double, and then... we weren't checking for clones or vaccinations at that time or doing blood panels, but now we did. When we checked again, it wasn't, we still didn't have the real Millie. And General Berger and Trump assumed the real Millie was alive and at large somewhere out there. And when he later showed up on TV or at commencement ceremonies or State of the Union address, we, you know, not meaning me personally could tell, I couldn't tell what we're looking at. Was it a body double? Was it CGI? Was it, you know, leadership ignored the doubles because they're just hired by handlers and don't know about deep state operations like clones and things like that. And because we'd be playing right into the deep state's hand, them setting up, you know, us to arrest a deep state clone or a body double, thinking we've gotten the real guy, we've lost many men because of that. It was a trap. But after General Berger relinquished comment, I mean, when he relinquished command of the White Hats to Eric M. Smith, General Eric M. Smith, in January 2023, a lot of things changed, and Smith later amplified efforts to find the legitimate missing General Milley, especially after it became known that his signature matching his appeared on paperwork endorsing the transfer of military hardware to Ukraine. That got General Smith's attention. Milley had also called for vaccinating infants of female service members and dependents. He's a traitor. No question about it. General Smith casts a broad net, boots on the ground, and extensive electronic surveillance. Milley's voice was often heard on tape phone calls, but White Hats at the Marine Corps Forces Cyberspace Command ruled those were forgeries, ostensibly led them to wild goose chases. They were dead-end leads. This was the cycle until Sunday, a week ago, when Cyber Command intercepted a call between Milley and his wife, Holly Ann, on which an emotional General Milley gushed about his imminent retirement and said he had to see an old friend Monday at Arlington Cemetery before embarking on a lengthy vacation abroad. "I'll send for you as soon as I can," Milley told Holly Ann. So Milley was fleeing to Ukraine. A voice print check said it was definitely the real General Milley, and General Smith didn't think a double would break down in tears either. Milley's emotions got the better of him, and he messed up. General Smith then set the trap, my source said. Because clones don't get necessarily emotional unless they're ordered to. They don't have emotions, okay? They don't even have sexual organs, see? So they're not really emotional. So by the time the cemetery opened at 8 a.m., 64 undercover Marines had eyes on all 8 entrances and exits. At 9:17, Milley pulled in the Welcome Center parking lot in full military dress. He was at once approached by 3 uniformed Marines asking to shake his hand, congratulating him on a successful career, wishing him a happy and healthy retirement. As Milley returned salute and extended his hand, a cuff was slapped on one wrist and then on the other. "You'll hang for this, Marine," said Milley as he barked, a pistol barrel pressed against his gut. "Just follow orders, General," the Marine replied. "By the way, I've heard President Trump wants to see you." My source commented that he was escorted to a processing center that's in Pensacola, Florida, and medically evaluated. "Yes, we checked for signs of cloning, but none found. Seems like years of work finally paid off. We got the real Milley. He's already on his way to Gitmo. They send him to Pensacola, then they fly him directly down to Guantanamo Bay." You know, they're both Navy. and last and final. So Gitmo is General Milley's last and final duty station. The dishonored General Milley, now at Guantanamo Bay, told U.S. Navy investigators that they colossally screwed up because he had been working undercover for President Donald J. Trump since J6, and that General Smith's ham-fisted mission hindered his operational security. So he's blaming General Smith for the screw-up. This is the second time Milley claimed without proof that he and Trump were private partners in an ultra-secret escapade to topple deep state, at which with other white hats. But that really wasn't the case. General Smith and Berger and White Hat Council were oblivious, and that's first of this whole charade. It's just a lie. This came after his expulsion from the Pentagon, May 2021, and he's gone back to the deep state, reneging on the deal with Trump, and the details of this are still unclear, but his bank account shows some installments of money. But we've spared him a military tribunal for betraying the United States and POTUS. Milley had remained at large using body doubles, but then we got him at the cemetery. My source said investigators spent hours questioning Milley Wednesday evening, but the disgraced general either refused answering questions or supplied cryptic, unverifiable answers. General Smith, like his predecessor, was treasonous scum aligned with the Biden administration, he said, and that Trump should get him out of Gitmo right away. When told that the embattled and wrongly maligned President Trump would soon receive a telephone call to confirm the story, Milley reportedly responded, "He'll deny it. He has to. It's all part of the plan. It's all been a big secret." President Trump will take Smith and Crandall's side, of course, but you'll regret all this in the end. And why did you think he let me go to begin with, he said. So he's all this. He never did tell the truth. What Milley didn't know, however, was that General Smith had already spoken to Trump within minutes of his arrest, and Trump labeled Milley a traitor, a terrible general, and a radically woke general who ought to be tried, convicted of treason, the likes of which we've never seen, and tangentially confirming Milley's ridiculous story that Trump would, in fact, deny their partnership. The seasoned investigators were unimpressed. They asked why Milley was unvaccinated, confirmed by the blood work taken following his arrest, encouraging, and he, you know, Milley encouraging active duty independent females to vaccinate their own infant children, as defined in an email that he sent to Lloyd Austin while on the run. It deeply saddens me when the armed forces delay vaccination of child dependents, he wrote. We provide their health care if a lousy kid gets the COVID-19 because a stupid parent is hesitant about the vaccines. It compromises battle readiness because the parent must care for a sick kid. We must bring mandatory vaccinations back. That's what the letter said, according that Milley wrote. Milley would later either confirm or deny, he wrote the letter, and said vaccination status was nobody else's business. Sure, we know we have bloody doubles running around, an investigator replied. They also wanted to know why Milley's signature verified handwriting analysis and appeared in 34 documents, enriching Volodymyr Luzinski with billions of dollars in cash and weapons without congressional approval. I'll repeat. They want to know why Milley's signature verifying, that's verified by handwriting analysis, so it was his signature, appeared in 34 documents enriching Volodymyr Lozinski with billions of dollars in cash and weapons without congressional approval. On each, Milley's signature was below Lloyd Austin's. He kept saying, "I'm working with President Trump," but he can't confirm it, Milley said. "This was the answer to all the questions," my source said. "He will eventually ask for a lawyer, and JAG will assign him one. As now, we haven't heard if Trump plans to pay the traitor a visit. I hope he does," my source said from Pensacola. So, you see, folks, it's a big mess, but, you know, like when one domino falls, the rest start going down really fast. And that's kind of where we are right now. And I want you to know I'm going to be gone next Sunday. Next Sunday's show will not air. It will be quiet. Dr. Johnny will not be on next Sunday's show. Why? Because I'm going to be helping my patients with some things medically they need in south of the border in Mexico. I take them down to get stem cells and other procedures when needed. No different than I'm leaving tomorrow, so I'll be gone next Sunday. So no show next Sunday for Dr. Johnny. I'll try to be back the following Sunday and bring you another show. So I want to talk to you more about liver health right now. You know, if you don't save your liver, no one else will. And liver is the key to life. Our lives are bombarded by advertising media wanting to sell us a product that they say will cure our problems and diseases. They really push hard, and I think everyone can relate to that. And what I'm talking about, it always amazes me to see the new and improved product now with spearmint flavor. Most of these new flavors make the product taste better are actually artificial. It's just more toxins, more cytotoxins. Regrettably, it's not real spearmint most of the time. Not what my mother and grandmother used in their back and grew in their backyard and put in their tea. As a master survivor, I don't think my body wants more chemicals at all. That's our whole problem. We need wholesome meals and nutrition that are non-toxic. I know I feel better when I eat foods that are free from chemicals. That's why I do my own cooking at home. Maybe that's why I have so many good memories growing up visiting my grandmother's place. Everything at her kitchen table, dinner table, was from her garden, all free of chemicals. She did the garden just the way her daddy taught her to do it. Today, we call her garden organic, and it's easier than you think. Now, my grandmother, every year, she had one of her neighbors, when they clean out their chicken coop, she said, "Well, bring me some, and I'll put it in my garden." So she'd get the chicken manure once a year and spread it all around her garden. She didn't want to make it too strong because she said it'd burn the vegetables if it's too strong, because chicken manure is very strong. But you know, the elites are attempting to create food shortages all around the world. We must find a way to survive without falling into their trap. They want to kill as many people as they can by reducing the food production, so we must grow our own food. As more people become educated and becoming a master survivor, we realize commercial food production and overall food costs are getting out of touch for a lot of people's budgets, and many are starting to look for alternatives. Maybe this is you. And You are looking for a way to bring a healthier food into your house, into your table. Whatever your reasoning, start your own food garden right away. It's within your reach. Even if you've never gardened before, start with a simple planter, you know, just a little flower pot. You know, grow a cherry tomato plant, and you'll have tomatoes. And you can pull the pot in if it freezes or whatever. You can grow it year-round, have a little grow light at the top. You can grow your own food by starting with a few easy-grow plants, a small garden bed or a container, and seeds or seedlings by starting small, you know, with three or four plants. You'll be able to slowly learn the skills needed to expand your food-growing operation with confidence. Growing your own food using natural fertilizers helps to minimize the toxin intake. Well, I am Johnny Delirious, Master Survivor and Liver Health Expert. The key is not to burn your liver and keeping it balanced and healthy all the time. Long ago, they called it the liver because it helps us live. In our modern times, the appreciation for this most important organ and its simple maintenance to be healthy has been lost. I rediscovered this simple maintenance, how the liver could save my life, when at my lowest ebb, it was the one thing that was going to kill me, my liver. You know the story, I had hepatitis C. The articles are for the fighters and are serious about good liver health and rough times. For years, I wrote articles about, you know, immunity strength and, you know, growing gardens. And I work with the organic gardener in Pensacola there, Fred Busick. He taught organic gardening at Pensacola Junior College. Today it's called Pensacola Community College. And he was the president of the Organic Gardening Club. So I volunteered to help him anytime he needed it in his garden and teaching the class. And I started my own garden in the back of my house there in Gulf Breeze, a little suburb across from the 3 Mile Bridge right by Pensacola Beach. So whenever the trucks would come in on Highway 98, they usually came from the east and they're heading west. Of course, they'd go right through Gulf Breeze before crossing the 3 Mile Bridge into Pensacola. And Fred Busick, the president of the Organic Gardening Club, hey, stop at Johnny's house before you come over here to Pensacola. He's in Gulf Breeze. So sometimes, you know, a guy would bring worm castings, and other times he'd bring mushroom compost, you know, for growing mushrooms. And other times he'd bring black mulch, you know, others. So whenever the Organic Gardening Club would order a big truckload, he'd always stop, and I'd get at least one wheelbarrow full of whatever he was hauling. He liked the stop because I gave him a fresh vegetable juice. I said, no, I'll make it for you right now. And I got a wheelbarrow full of whatever he was hauling, chicken manure, whatever it was. So I always got a wheelbarrow full, and this was reoccurring all through the year. So whenever he stopped, I said, no, I'll put some things, some vegetables, carrots and everything in the juicer and bring out some fresh carrot juice in no time flat. So I brought him out. And so he'd always stop. But you see, much of our society has lost what it is to, you know, just work in the dirt and having it right there in your own house. Much of our society today is being taught not to think on their own, you know. That, you know, you can't really do that, or you can't grow that, or whatever. But I did it. You know, like I said, I was part of the Organic Gardening Club. Well, recently, when I attended a prepper expo, this was a couple of years ago, 2019, couple of years ago, but still, I never forget. I heard the expression, they're dumbing us down. One guy told me, they don't want us to think on our own. You know, ironically, that really got me thinking. Because one good reason I found that convinces me that that is true is when I was remembering a primary school book my grandmother showed me when I was young, you know, eating in her garden, you know, getting, you know, squash and peppers in her garden for her to cook the food. And she showed me a primary school book that my mother used. That's her mother, okay? And this was from the 1920s when my mother went to elementary school. And the book was called The Three R's, Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic. She said I was the right age for that book to start with that book. So she gave it to me. I couldn't believe how difficult it was to understand it. You know, I admit it. I was going, wow, where are the pictures? There weren't any pictures in the book. The sentence structures and concepts were very complex for, I don't know, I was 8 or 9 years old. So they were really complex from what I was used to. And there were no illustration, no sidebars, no, you know, bullet points or anything like that. And reading this book was a task, you know, and my grandmother helped me with it, but after a while I just gave up on it when she said, no, you go study it. But during those times growing up, I just followed the latest trend in school because it was the latest thing to do. And more, as I got older, I learned that in order to stay out of trouble, we're supposed to just comply and essentially become a society of robots. I didn't realize it at the time, but that's what it was shaping up to be. So coming up with new ideas was something to keep yourself, that you kept to yourself, because if you brought up anything new that wasn't being taught, you were ridiculed and you got into trouble. Why are you questioning the teacher? No, I'm just coming up with an idea. So automatically, I became a robot, and so maybe my prepper friend at that expo was right, and I know he is right. Society is being dumbed down, because once you become a teenager, I thought I knew more than my parents, and that was kind of part of the trend, you know, being kind of a smartass. It was the rebellious 60s. Nothing made sense to me, just to follow along like sheep. And soon, once I was in high school, I began to question everything. In my first year of college, I made A's in philosophy, but the other courses I didn't do so well, because I was just taught to follow the curriculum. But philosophy, I was allowed to think on my own and talk anything I wanted and interpret it exactly the way I want. That was what philosophy is. But the other courses, yours is supposed to learn the data and then regurgitate the data on the test. And whoever can just, you know, photographically memorize all the data and put it back on the test exactly the way you found it in the book got the A's. Well, that wasn't me. I was always thinking on my own. Because once I was out of high school and, you know, I got high numbers on my draft card, so I never did have to go. But I thought, well, if I do get less than 100 on my draft card, then I would just join the Air Force and become a cook. That was my solution, because I figured, well, I wouldn't have to go to the battlefield, and besides, everybody protects where the food is, so I'll never go hungry. So that was my plan. But I never got high numbers. All my numbers were from the selective service were over 300. So I never did have to go that route. But I still was becoming a thinker and objecting to everything, and I dabbled in every subject, lifestyle, and chemical. I kid you not. How I made it through alive is beyond explanation through my 20s, but what I learned is survival's the key. I should have died so many times. That's why I'm the master survivor. I should have died so many times. The rest is history, but once I went complete, you know, I got off the cocaine in 1991 and didn't have any more drink or drug or anything. I really didn't have much alcohol or drugs, but just the cocaine was a problem. But after 1991 in March, that was my sobriety date. And then I went for treatment for the hepatitis, and they gave me the death sentence in 1992. Then they wanted to take my liver, but I walked away, and I studied my own way of healing. In those days, I remember my sponsor in Alcoholics Anonymous in Jackson, Mississippi, you know, from the University Medical Center. They told me I was going to die, and he told me, you shouldn't worry about your body, how it works or anything, and study all those remedies. That's why we have doctors. He said, let them worry about all that. Just do what the doctor tells you to do. Well, that doctor told me to get a liver transplant or I was going to die. And I made up my mind that I was not going to do either one. I wasn't going to get a transplant and I wasn't going to die. My determination to get well outweighed the popular notion of just following the doctor's advice. I guess I just did not make a good robot after all, in order to be normal in a dumbed down society. And I certainly didn't keep that sponsor anymore from AA that told me to do exactly what the doctors told me to do, but I stayed sober. And I didn't, but more importantly, I found a way to live and be free of the virus and cirrhosis. In other words, I got my liver in good shape. Now, at work here are two important strategies. One was following through with my determination to survive, and the other was to find what therapies worked. Determination was the drive for my mind, and healing protocols were at work for my body. I knew the key was harmony of my body, mind, and spirit. Sounds so simple, right? But how often do one of those things or two of those things hold us back from our goals? You know, in harmony with our body, mind, and spirit. How often do one or two of those things hold us back from all our goals? Have you ever been depressed and wanted to follow through with things that needed to be done, or you have been too tired and do not want to do anything? Gosh, I sure have on both of those. So what kept me going? The short answer was the ridicule. Absolutely. The ridicule kept me going. With 96% scar tissue and over 12 million hepatitis C viral load, they said I had only 6 months to live, but I refused their drug treatment and the liver transplant. The head doctor said I wasn't thinking right and said I was delirious. From then on, everybody said I was delirious and was going to die. To them, I was a zombie. Because at first it was like a big deal. You're going to die. You're going to die. And all these doctors are telling. And I, you know, when by the time I refused the transplant, I walked out of the parking lot and just became a tsunami of tears. I'm going to die. Oh, my God. You know, blah, blah, blah. I'm delirious. Oh, my God. You know, so I was so mad and stark, you know, struck by all this. I told a bunch, they said I was delirious. They said I was going to die, you know. So then everybody said I was going to die, and everybody said I was delirious, because if I didn't follow the doctor's orders, then that's what was going to happen. So it was the ridicule that kept me going. At first, it made me angry. But then my spirit found peace. Oh, yeah. I decided and I knew I was going to live. I knew deep in my gut I was going to be alive. Growing up, I heard my father say the patients he helped in the hospital who were fighters, they survived. Bruce Lee, a true fighter and one of my greatest mentors and heroes, said the body follows the mind. I also learned from many miracle recovering survivors when they said they were going to die, you know, you got AIDS, you're going to die. They all said that being happy was the most important thing. And when I learned from my dad that anger was the biggest enemy of the liver, that liver was a seat of anger, I knew anger was my enemy. So in those early days, I put it all together and I called it Johnny's 80-20 rule. The 80% was attitude, making a decision to live, surviving, being happy while you're fighting, and becoming your best friend. Body's best friend. That was 80%, was attitude, becoming a master survivor, making a decision to live, being happy while you're fighting, and becoming your body's best friend. The other 20% were all the protocols that I developed into the Master Survivor Program, practicing the diet and cleansing and exercise to raise my immunity response. When I fully applied my new protocols, I went from 5.4 million viral load, because I stayed at 5.4 million viral load for almost 2 years. But then when I rewrote my protocols into the Master Survivor Program, I went from 5.4 million viral load to non-detectable in less than 2 months. Heck, I started with 12 million viral load and 96% scar tissue. Everyone said I was going to die. I just couldn't listen to them anymore. I decided I was going to survive. Now, I had a roadmap to recovery, something that made sense to me. It provided a clear path to a long life without hepatitis or cirrhosis and a healthy liver. It was a path that I traveled and came out successful at the other end. Today, I'm 70 years old. Well, okay, November, I'll be 70 years old. In a month and a half, I'll be 70 years old. And I've lost a lot of my hair, many of my hormones, but I still run, you know, and I still work out at the gym, and I have vibrant health, all from my delirious recovery of being a master survivor. Do you think it was worth it to be delirious? You bet it is. Right now, we're going to take a deep dive into the growing illness of liver and heart disease that spread across America and the world. We will jump right into that deeply. Ladies and gentlemen, a few days ago, I found out that the contact tab on my website didn't work. Well, I got that fixed. And you know, the internet's not a level playing field, and the powers that be obviously do not like naturopaths telling the truth about health that you will survive. But I'm a lab guy, and I'll always bring you the facts. While over the years I've been heckled and hacked and ridiculed so many times, but my website's just part of it. And this course has been repaired, and the contact tab is now working again. So send me a message if you want to know more from Dr. Johnny. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the contact tab. No matter how many times I'm hacked, no matter how many drones they send, no matter how many lives and lines I see in the sky, no matter how many buildings turn into dust, no matter what tyranny they flood on the masses, no matter how many lies they tell in the media, no matter what they do to our president, no matter how hard they rush to push the fear button, no matter how hard they try to eliminate you, no matter what they do or what they say, the Master Survivor will be here giving you the tools you need to navigate your life through the minefields of tyranny. The whole point is survival. The whole point is never to give up your free will. The whole point is to remember you have the power right in your hands to do anything you want. Don't ever let them take that away. It's time to take control and make it a better day for your life. If you control what you eat and keep your mind free of fear, then you will be in control of your life. That's the beginnings of being a master survivor. No matter what they do, the master survivor will bring you the tools to stay away from the mind control and to keep your body healthy, to eat the right foods, to maintain happiness and contentment. Remember what Dr. Johnny's always said. Even in the worst of times, when being a master survivor, you can still be a master survivor. It's being a bug in the rug. And you will survive even when the tanks drive over. You will survive. Being a bug in the rug, the tanks won't hurt you. I will be talking about the modern world. It's a newsflash of the dangers and changes taking place, and in most cases, a little too fast, but we need to be prepared. The best way to prepare is to become a master survivor and go to the Master Survivor and adopt the Master Survivor program into your life. It's about ancient wisdom solutions backed by laboratory science to maintain your health, integrity, and our freedoms and self-reliance. In other words, the purpose of the Master Survivor is to let you know the changes happening that affect our bodies and our minds and how to always be happy, healthy, clear, and balanced. On my shows, I will review all the new things taking place and give you the truth, and the tools to help you survive. I will give you solutions based on ancient wisdom and validated by modern laboratory analysis. Remember what Dr. Johnny has said for more than 40 years. Ancient wisdom is today's greatest health secret. My usual result when I do my articles, speeches, and broadcasting is delivering original content that you don't hear anywhere else. On all my shows, I will present a news flash of dangers you need to be aware of, and I will provide the solutions from the Greek and folk medicine and show how I enhance and facilitate that with my laboratory work for over 40 years and master survivor therapies then encompassing a non-invasive protocols. In our society right now, there are many increasing trends in the general population that most people overlook. One is obesity, and that always leads to fatty liver, which is a serious health condition. One of the biggest consequences of an individual with fatty liver is a pre-diabetic condition where, in all cases, they get too much carbon coming into their body, and they will suffer from insulin resistance syndrome, or what they call syndrome X. This is a disorder of carbohydrate metabolism, and over time, the body, anybody, will turn into a full adult onset diabetic. However, it was not until the last 10 years that mainstream would fully acknowledge this. This is not the only way people become insulin resistant. There are several ways. When people get too much caffeine, the cortisol will build up over the years in their body, and that extra cortisol also turns insulin signal in the body off. This is similar to the insulin resistance created in the body from unknown intake of many food additives like propionate, used to preserve the shelf life of many meats and breads and cereals that we consume, like Captain Crunch. It's full of propionate. Or like those Sara Lee dinner rolls all white. They're full of propionate. Or the white bread or hamburger buns, full of propionate. We intake this additive propionate every time we use and eat fast foods. In these cases, the cortisol, sugars, and food additives like propionate are all tragically working in harmony together to multiply the hyperglycemic effects and turning off our insulin signal, and then the body uses less insulin that is being put out by the pancreas. Instead of stabilizing and processing the sugar and using it for energy, the body will just store the excess sugar and other carbohydrates in the form of fat tissue. You become Dumbo. You get bigger and bigger and bigger. Meanwhile, that insulin and the cortisol are still flowing around in our system, and they're not being used up properly, and they keep this syndrome going. Over time, our glycemic and hormone regulators are confused and cause inflammation of the tissues, which then becomes syndrome X, and if it goes unchecked, it will turn into diabetes, and all the while, you're developing fatty liver. We see this situation all too apparent in our society today, and even in the younger kids and teens that start early eating sweets and cereals like Captain Crunch or Frankenberry or, you know, Booberry, you know, with the spooks on the front of the box. The trend of fatty liver in children today is astounding. Fatty liver is one of the biggest health problems we face. But we can take some prudent steps and do natural therapies and avoid it by getting rid of it. First and foremost, if you want to be a master survivor, you can do that hair tissue mineral analysis, that HTMA, to find the right foods to consume and avoid the wrong foods. In the chronic conditions, there are some ancient Greek remedies that provide relief and immediate steps to take. For example, you can do the liver flush regularly, an old ancient Greek recipe, regularly every 3 weeks or once a month. If you're overweight, that'll really help. There are many other techniques for doing the liver cleanse, and I will review that, but first, a little historical background. If you have to get the history, you have to get the history to really understand why it's so important for our health. The Master Survivor will bring you this information. I may not have time to cover it all on this show because I'm running out of time. I've got about 10 minutes left. But once you understand the history, you'll really appreciate why it's so important for your health. By having your body and your mind under your control. This liver flush therapy has its roots back in ancient Greece. Many people have been aware that there are many secret mystery schools in the ancient cults back in ancient Greece, especially in the highlands in northern Greece. Some were hidden in the northern mountains. There were many dozens of secret groups that would study under a sage, a wizard, a witch, an alchemist, a soothsayer, a healer, a numerologist, a mathematician, an astrologer, and the like. They are only known and found through direct contact with a fortune teller, herbalist, or soothsayer, or astrologer. They'll put them in contact with these secret teachings and therapies. And these sacred rites and this information was passed on from teacher to student and handed down through the years and centuries. This liver cleanse I'm talking about is originally from these ancient Greek mystery schools, where this one such practice for healing was known in Greek times to restore youth and beauty. However, it was hidden and only passed down orally. Over the centuries after Greece and Rome fell, these secrets about herbs and healing techniques, like the liver cleanse, were only kept alive by the gypsies in Romania and Bulgaria and Albania, which are the northern parts of Greece. You have to understand that throughout these times, after Greece and Rome fell, these countries, Bulgaria, Albania, and Romania, were really tough places to live. I mean, after all, Romania is where Count Dracula was coming. He was a real live count that had an estate, and he drank blood, and I mean, he impaled his enemies, put their heads on top of poles. So he ruled with an iron fist, ruthless he was. So, you know, that was just Romania. But Bulgaria and Albania, they were just as bad. They had dangerous people there. There's always some warlord or leader getting killed in a struggle for power in these areas, either to dominate a city with personal revenge. And many times the reason for loss of life was to eliminate the lovers of a former favorite mate, instilling less competition and more control. So in those days, usually it was one warlord over another, and they'd conquer a city and, you know, hold it, and then they'd get taken over. But these were tough times, and it was a tough place. I'm talking about after the Renaissance. Well, even during the Renaissance, it was a tough area. But those ancient Greek and Roman secrets were being revitalized in the Renaissance, and a lot of the health secrets were kept alive by the gypsies. And in these tough times and in these tough places of Romania, Bulgaria, and Albania, there was no mercy, and the politics was ruthless and insidious and pernicious. As time went on, certain people and their families would escape the tyranny of these tyrannical rulers, like Count Dracula, or the lords would hide in the mountains and would always move from place to place and be elusive, hiding, and most importantly, not to be found. They were always slipping away and avoiding the overlord's rules. Some of these people and their families would band together, and others, like-minded, you know, wanted autonomy on their own and loved music and dance and freedom. And one of the more famous and largest groups were labeled the gypsies. They had good reason to be on the run, because persecution, murder from poisoning or decapitation was a regular occurrence in their life experience. Groups like the gypsies knew the herbs and healing therapies that were passed down from the ancestors in ancient Greece, and they kept those healing remedies alive. And if someone was ill and suffering from poison, one of the first therapies that was administered was the liver cleanse. You see, they knew the liver cleaned the blood and was key to life. On through the times of the Renaissance, and when this was all awakening of things Greek and Roman, the liver was the center and most important organ and keeper of life, because like the Greeks, they knew it kept the brain and heart alive, so they considered the liver the most important organ. Well, the deep state changed that because, see, people stayed healthy for many years. So it was the most important organ of the human body, according to them. This is why it was called the liver. That's where it helps us live. That's where the word liver came from, because it helps us live. And later, the powers that be wanted to gain more control over our thoughts and the information and our minds, and took the emphasis off good liver health and put more focus on the heart as the number one central organ of life, which is a lie, because the liver keeps the heart and the brain alive. Now, I can't go into the big story about how I found out about the liver cleanse, but I'll go into a little bit about it right now. When I lived south of the border in Mexico and attended the University of Americas near Puebla, I knew this German guitar player, and his name was Wolfgang. This was in 1981, and however, during World War II, his mother fled Germany. He was Jewish, and, you know, she was Jewish, and they would hide from the Nazis and start living in Southern Europe and Bulgaria and Romania to hide, and she fell in love and found refuge in a nomadic band of gypsies. Wolfgang, her son, was born later and grew up with this same band of gypsies, and that is where he learned to play guitar. The best guitar player I've ever met in my life. I first heard about the liver cleanse from him. Since my recovery from hepatitis and cirrhosis in 1992, I've done every liver cleanse known that I could find, and possibly 25 different techniques. It turns out the one I liked the most was similar to the cleanse that Wolfgang first told me about back in the early 80s. With the gypsies, he said when people got poisoned, the color in their face turned yellow or green sometimes, and everyone knew they were dying, and they would do the liver cleanse, and most of the times they were revived and lived again. It was that powerful. This particular cleanse is so effective, and the technique, I liked it because it all finished in 24 hours. So I was done in 24 hours. The other cleanses took longer. So if you want to know more about this cleanse, I'll be happy to email it to you. Just send me a note, themastersurvivor.com, and click on the consultation tab, the blue consultation tab or the contact tab, and just say, send me a copy of the liver cleanse, and I'll do it. To me, this was great because it took up, only one evening, and the next morning, by noon the following day, I was back in my routine and feeling much better. The one thing that was so important to remember is this liver flush that I'm talking about is the only way to physically remove the debris and toxins out of my liver. Otherwise, fatty liver would keep growing and toxic trash would remain in my liver, and then the cirrhosis would take over and I would die. But to avoid this, I did the liver cleanse. So, become a master survivor, folks. Go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the contact tab, send me a note, and click on the Master Survivor program and become a Master Survivor today and survive. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Uli Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.